Good Tuesday. Today is April the 8th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, tariff talk has been in the news, it seems like, every day for the last couple of weeks, and now some of the responses from different countries are making headlines. We're going to take a look at that and responses from some of the commodity organizations after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, not quite a week ago, back on Wednesday, April the 2nd, President Donald Trump announced that the United States would impose a 10% tariff on all countries effective at midnight on April the 5th. Trump also announced individualized reciprocal higher tariffs on countries with which the United States has the largest trade deficits, which then would go into effect on the 9th. Now, the amount will be around half the current duties levied on the United States, and the list includes major agricultural importers, including China with a 34% reciprocal tariff, the European Union with a 20% reciprocal tariff, and then Japan with a 23% reciprocal tariff. Trump previously announced 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico earlier this year, but then suspended the duties on agricultural products that complied with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Now, on April the 4th, China announced that they would place retaliatory tariffs on all U.S. goods, also at 34%. As we look at some of the agricultural organization responses, the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association shared their concern about the tariffs. They said global trade and international demand is crucial markets for corn producers, and approximately 15% of America's corn crop is exported every year. In 2024, American farmers exported $66 billion worth of grain, while the country imported only $1 billion in grain. This then created a $65 billion net trade surplus on bulk grain shipments, which is a huge win for the American economy. On top of tariffs, the U.S. Trade Representative recently issued a proposal that would impose steep restrictions on Chinese operators and U.S. carriers using Chinese-made ships, including fees of up to $1 million per U.S. port call for the Chinese operators and fees up to $1.5 million per entry of all Chinese-built vessels. If this proposal is accepted, two-thirds of corn exports would be subject to these steep fees, and we expect the fees will translate to an increase in transportation costs, which will certainly be passed along to the farmer. Corn farmers are looking at the potential for 30 cents to over 60 cents a bushel in increased cost, and these costs mean a reduction in the price they would ultimately be paid for their corn. The National Corn Growers Association has requested a bulk shipment exemption to this fee, and these circumstances, combined with the ongoing uncertainty of the market, have left corn producers tightening their belts. Ohio Corn and Wheat urges the Trump administration to find a swift solution to this issue and give American grain producers some market stability. Now, nationally, the American Soybean Association shared in their press release, they outlined three urgent asks to the administration. They include quickly updating the USMCA, negotiating a Phase 2 trade agreement with China, and utilizing reciprocal tariffs to level the playing field and provide access to new markets. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland said that we are hoping from the obstacles can come opportunity and that the administration will swiftly work through the affected countries to create new market access opportunities for U.S. soy and other U.S. products in these markets so these higher tariffs can be removed, and that includes pursuing a Phase 2 trade agreement with China. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Continuing where we left off talking about tariffs, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, shares an update on the reciprocal tariff announcement from President Trump. He actually got to attend the White House event where these tariffs were recently rolled out.
We were really pleased that the White House invited us to the ceremony yesterday in the Rose Garden at the White House. It was important for us to be there to make sure we're showing the president and his team that we are, as an industry, supportive of the president using this tool as a means to rectify some of the long-standing imbalances in those trade relationships for U.S. beef producers around the world. Our members produce the highest quality beef in the world. That is not in question. But because of that, it's very threatening to some foreign countries for our product to be on store shelves alongside their own product. And over the years, what that has resulted in is a lot of countries like Australia and others having really nice access to the U.S. market while restricting our market access into their countries. And the fact that the president's willing to take that on, willing to use this tool as a way to prompt some negotiations and rectify some of those non-tariff barriers in particular, we believe is something that could be incredibly beneficial to cattle producers. Now, that being said, we want to make sure we're really careful with how we proceed here. And NCBA is going to make sure we are really taking our job seriously of informing the president and his team about the problems here, the challenges, make sure they have good statistics and good information to work from in making these decisions and pursuing these negotiations to ensure that the end result of this is a better deal for cattle producers without damaging the good relationships we have now. And we have many. So we want to make sure we're managing that dynamic. And the best way to do that is to lean into this, support the president, and give him the information he needs to make this effort successful.
Ethan, what are some examples of unbalanced trading relationships that cattle producers face?
Well, I mean, the best example out there right now is Australia. We've had a free trade agreement with Australia for 20 years. In that time, the Australians have shipped more than $28 billion worth of beef into this market. The vast majority of that is lean trim, which we do need more of in the U.S. market. We raise fat cattle. That doesn't tend to supply enough 80-20 ground beef to meet consumer demand here in the United States. The problem with that is, in that 20 years, the Australians have thrown up countless ridiculous non-tariff barriers to reciprocal access for our product into their country. They're incredibly trade protectionist. They've gone as far from the Prime Minister on down this week as disparaging U.S. beef, talking about the fact that we're just an unacceptable product in their market. The fact is we raise better beef than they do. Our beef is higher quality than theirs is. They should welcome our beef into their market the way we've welcomed theirs into our market. And that dynamic, that completely broken trade relationship, is the kind of thing we're hopeful the president is going to be able to address here and hold trading partners like Australia accountable for what, frankly, has been 2 decades of bad behavior.
Again, those are the comments of Ethan Lane. He's the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Vice President of Government Affairs. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.